The Data Act is the nation's first legislative mandate for data transparency in 5 years. It will have a huge impact on financial and performance data. It requires the Treasury Department and the Office of Management and Budget to transform federal spending from disconnected documents into open, standardized data and to publish that data online. Hudson Hollister is Executive Director of the Data Transparency Coalition. He's standing by with Jason Miller at the 2014 Government Performance Summit. Jason, back to you.
Thank you, Emily. Now, Hudson, the room is filling up. Lisa Danzig is about to go on from OMB. We just had her on, so I'll not keep you too long. Even our good friend from GovExec, Charlie Clark, is standing there watching. So we got a lot of things are happening. So let's start with is it law yet?
It's not law yet.
What are we waiting for?
We are waiting for a signature from the President of the United States, and we do expect that to happen. The White House has announced that President Obama will sign the Data Act.
We're just not sure when.
We're not sure when.
He only has so many days, right? Then it automatically becomes law. How's that? I'm going to ask you your constitutional law degree.
I looked it up. I looked it up just in preparation for the Government Performance Summit this morning. Under the Constitution, he's got 10 days, excluding Sundays, while Congress is in session to sign the bill.
All right. So it's coming up. I think a lot of people we've talked to, you were on the show just, last week. I was at your conference. Thank you again for hosting.
It was a summit,
panel.
Not a conference.
Sorry, a summit where we talked a lot about
taking your conceit.
A lot about the Data Act. So let's talk about the Data Act in terms of this conference, the Government Performance Summit. What about it? How does that kind of play into this idea of performance, accountability, effectiveness, and, of course, financial management?
Well, our coalition feels that government performance really starts with open data. It really starts with the information, and that's what I think we'll hear a lot about today at the Government Performance Summit. If you don't have the basic information about what's being spent and what the results are on a program-by-program basis, on a granular basis, then performance management, just like every other kind of management, it becomes very difficult. The Data Act is the first full legal mandate for open data, for the government-wide standards that we need and the government-wide publication requirements that will deliver that information, not just to the members of Congress who are evaluating or to the program managers at agencies, but even to the public at large.
And I think that's part of the key here is opening the data up to more people, because currently, if you think about who really has access to that data, it's the program manager.
The program managers do, but sometimes the agency managers don't. Sometimes the inspectors general don't. There is this basic granular data program by program basis that is unavailable to the people who need it to make decisions.
And the question then has to beg is, do agencies actually have that data, or is that part of the concern about the Data Act over the last 3 years that you've been working on this is yeah, we could do it, but it's not cut and dry as, okay, I'll just open my data up.
You make a really good point. The information does exist. It's in various systems in various places. If you knew the right Freedom of Information Act requests to file, then you could get it. The trouble is, up until now, or up until this signature that we're waiting for, it has been nobody's job to establish those government-wide data standards. And when I say government-wide data standards, I mean common electronic IDs for awards, for awardees, common data formats for all this mishmash of reporting streams that flow from agencies to government-wide databases and from grantees and contractors to agencies.
Right, and as soon as you can get to those standards, and that in many ways is the key piece, then you can start having a conversation.
It's got to be somebody's job.
The best example I've heard over the years is when they used to talk about enterprise architecture back in the 2000s, and you describe a boat. Well, how do you describe a boat? Well, my boat has a sail, and it's big, and it has, you know, a wind, and the wind makes it go.
Mine's a cigar speedboat.
Exactly. but we've talked about the same way. When we talk about a boat, we both have different pictures.
That's right.
So therefore, then we have to make sure we're starting the same point. How does the Data Act really focus on those standards?
That's a great question. The Data Act requires the Treasury Department and the Office of Management and Budget to come together to collaborate on common identifiers for such things as grantees, contractors, grants, and contracts. Someone government-wide has to decide what that is. But it goes a little more basic than that. We don't even have a common government-wide identifier for agency yet. We don't know how many agencies there are. When I was a staffer in Congress, I asked OMB, I asked the GAO, I asked the Congressional Research Service how many agencies we had. I got three different answers. So it comes down to that shared meaning, those basic definitions, and the common identifiers can be built off that. That is the crucial job that will start once the Data Act has been signed.
So a lot of work is already being done by the GAP Board, the Government Accountability and Transparency Board, building off of the Recovery Board. So I think that things are heading in a specific direction.
That's right. The GAB board is an advisory body, and it has made recommendations. But so far, it's been nobody's job to carry out those recommendations.
Right. So once those processes kind of speed up a little bit, when the impact will be initially first, you think, on the spending data, meaning the grants and contracts, or will it be kind of start on the back end from your perspective of the financial data? People will be able to see, oh, that's where our money is going, so therefore we can start to make those better decisions.
Well, I think some of the first impacts you'll see are government-wide data standards that bring together federal financial statements and payment requests, so that you might be able to take a financial statement and a line item on it and drill down to all of the transactions that are part of that line item. Now, here's the impact we're going to see in federal performance. As you might know, the Government Performance and Results Act, Modernization Act, that is a tongue twister.
That's a double act.
That's right. Data Act's a double act, too. These acronyms are a real problem for Congress. The GPRMA from 2010 already requires the government to create a common list of federal programs. Now, that program identifier feeds into the Data Act as well, because the Data Act requires program-by-program spending reports. This means that if GPRMA and the Data Act are both fully implemented, we'll be able, finally, to track spending and to track performance on a program-by-program basis. Now, that's much harder than it sounds, but under the Data Act, for the first time, we have somebody in charge of those government-wide data standards that will, for the first time, make it possible.
Well, it's interesting you said if they are fully implemented.
That's a great
the
if.
The initial GPRA probably was never fully implemented. The Federal
true.
Funding and Accountability Transparency Act, FFATA, my favorite acronym in government, was never really fully implemented. And part of the reason for this is because of lack of monetary support, I'll say, by Congress. Is that something the coalition, from your perspective, is making sure that Congress is addressing? I know, for instance, they gave Treasury the ability to use a working capital fund to help fund this, but they didn't give them any money.
That's very true. I think one of the other differences between GPRMA, FFATA, and the Data Act is that those organizations, or those pieces of legislation, did not have an industry organization pursuing their full implementation. That's a big difference. Our coalition, the Data Transparency Coalition, is committed over the next couple of years to hold Treasury and OMB's feet to the fire to make sure that this work gets done, because the companies that are part of the Data Transparency Coalition believe that open data doesn't just solve federal spending and performance problems, it also creates opportunities for the tech industry. That's what we'll be focusing on. Now, as for federal funding, yes, you're right, Congress did give Treasury the authority to spend some of the revolving fund on implementation of the Data Act, but we still need this work requires money, obviously. So our coalition is going to be looking at ways to make sure that the people whose job it is to create these government-wide data standards and impose them have the resources that they need.
Because I think that's one of the problems you see with so many of these mandates, and the term unfunded mandate comes out, and I'm not always willing to go down that path to say it's unfunded, but funding's tight. Agencies, a lot of their money's already spent on other things, already really said, well, it's already going to go in this pot here and that pot there. Congress has to play a role, and the coalition has to hold their feet to the fire too, to support it, because many times, as you heard, I think John Desenberg talk about, there's all these reports that come out, nobody ever reads them.
I didn't when I was a staffer.
Yeah, you didn't read those reports?
Well, some of them I skimmed. Executive summaries, best friend.
There you go. So how are your end, not just holding OMB and Treasury, but what do you, in terms of Congress, how are you ensuring that they don't forget about it?
Yes, that's right. Another problem with some of these previous management mandates is that Congress sometimes throws them over the wall and then forgets about them, except for a couple of real zealot members whose work is important. For the Data Act, Congress has to stay engaged, because we're talking about the transformation of all federal spending and performance here. So how are they going to do that? How are we going to remind them to? We'll be walking the halls of Congress, just like we have for the past 2 years, reminding them that this transformation is important, recommending that the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, House Oversight, hold hearings about the implementation of the Data Act to make sure this transformation is actually happening the way the law says it should.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. You have a panel today as well.
That's right.
Talk about your panel. I think we've probably covered most of it, but what are you going to try to highlight?
Well, I'm really excited to appear alongside Patrick Bailey of the staff of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Our topic will be, surprise, surprise, the Data Act. We're going to dig more than we could in these 5 minutes into the impact of the Data Act on federal performance. Once we've got that information, program by program, transaction by transaction, how will the government be able to use it to track, evaluate good performance, and arrest bad performance?
Very nice. That's Hudson Hollitzer of the Data Transparency Coalition.
Thanks, Jason.
Reporting from the Government Performance Summit here in Washington, Jason Miller. Back to you, Emily Kopp.